Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Mino was just on the phone with us. Check out the podcast. We're also talking to Dr. Sanjay Gupta tomorrow and Mina Savari. You got it?
Hey, you nailed it.
Look at this.
Been practicing all week.
Well, it's the Mina part.
Problem is that now he's done.
Yeah, I
won't. He's going to screw it up tomorrow when she's actually on the phone.
I'm just going to call her Mina from her once we bring her on. I'll have Todd say her last name. And then I'll probably John Paul call back again on Friday. We've arranged a phone call with our buddy Lewis Black. That will be a podcast only because we promised our listeners, and we want to hear Lewis. And the normal conversation we have with Lewis off the air over these years, we want that to be on the air.
He may opine about the insurrection.
Right, and he needs to throw some F-bombs around. So we're going to record a podcast with Lewis next week. We'll let you know when we're going to drop that.
I can't imagine Lewis opining about the insurrection.
No.
Without
no.
A few F-bombs.
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah, when I emailed him the other day, I said, hey, Lou, how you been? Anything on your mind lately? You can imagine the response I got.
For the record, I don't really care that Aaron Rodgers is hosting an episode of Jeopardy.
You want to be just distracted no matter what.
Well, he earned it.
But you'd like it better if it was Kirk Cousins.
He was a celebrity champion. So,
I don't care about either show, him or the show.
Right. I can put up with one episode of Aaron Rodgers on
Jeopardy. Once
Alex
left, I ain't watching it anymore. You know, it's like watching a favorite actor leave something, I don't watch it anymore. Same thing.
And our guy Dan on the email.
What if he does such a good job and loves it so much that he just becomes the host?
Well, then I'm going to have a problem.
And quits the Packers, yeah.
Well, if he quits the Packers, that'd be great.
You'd love that. He'll probably quit them in 2 weeks. They're going to win this week and then lose next week, hopefully.
Dan says, I heard you say again that Aaron Rodgers is bad at sex.
Yep.
Because this is only from one ex-lover who happens to be female.
Why are you guys all defending Aaron Rodgers' sex life? What do you care if he's bad at sex?
I think it's important to distinguish from now on that we only know he is bad at straight sex. So you wanted to point that out. I thought
well,
that was,
that's true. He never got to live with him for a long time.
That was legit.
Right. Nothing wrong with being gay. Yeah. Come on out of the closet.
Right, and he hangs out with that Jake from State Farm a lot.
Oh, and that dude's ripped. Yeah.
There might be something going on with those two guys.
Anyway, did you see Jake from State Farm now is in a Hyundai commercial?
Is he?
The one where the meter maid walks up on the car, and then it all of a sudden just starts moving forward to the next parking spot on its own, and it's Jake from State Farm sitting
really?
Over there with the little key fob.
But it's not him, though, is it?
No, he's not playing Jake from State Farm, but it's that same actor.
Are we done with like the original Jake from State Farm, the white pudgy guy?
See, probably,
I think they screwed that up. Why didn't that guy keep that gig?
I don't know.
I think much cooler to have a pudgy white guy, let's just go with that, I don't care what color he is, being that character. Then they turn him into a stud. Why is Jake a stud?
Maybe he didn't want to. Yeah. They didn't want to run into a Jared situation where it's all one guy. Then you just have to hope.
Well,
he's a
we'll
good
see.
Dude.
I mean, like KFC did a bunch of different guys. I don't think they're going to bring in a new Jake though. They kind of seem they like this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I think they should have had the team of Jakes. They should have both Jakes hanging out with Aaron Rodgers, hanging out with Mahomes.
Yep.
Or hanging out with Rodgers.
Yeah, but you
got to
pay two Jakes.
Yeah.
Oh, they got money.
And I'm guessing they're already throwing a lot of cash at Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes.
Mahomes, my boy. He's my boy, Mahomes. Go Chiefs.
Go Browns.
Oh, good.
Was just afraid of the Chiefs, that's why.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you should be.
I mean, should my team make the Super Bowl, I'd rather it not be the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You want to see what Mahomes does in the Super Bowl, though, Puss?
Yeah. I saw it last
year.
I
want to see it.
And again, the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl kicked off a year that I'd rather forget, so let's not do that again.
Something happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Go Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl was the cause of everything bad that happened Chiefs, after that. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I've also heard theories roaming around there that if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again, it'll just wrap everything up.
Then
it's all done.
Maybe.
Bookends. So go Chiefs.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah. Somebody called me this morning with a theory that if the Browns win the Super Bowl, it could be even worse than when the Chiefs won it.
Yeah.
I don't think we want that.
No.
I just can't picture the Browns ever hoisting that trophy.
They're not going to win it. Browns are not going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, Chiefs might not, but it won't be the Browns.
Yeah, I don't see the Browns ever. I think
playoffs are playoffs, but they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
I think the Bills got a shot.
Bills totally do.
I think the Bills have a legit shot to make the Vikings the only one that
will. Oh, the Bills are a much better team than the Browns. Yeah. Ravens are better than the Browns, too, I think. You know, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's too bad because I'd hate to cheer against the Bills. I don't really hate them. But I'd want them to go 0-5.
What if they were playing the Packers? Bills, Packers.
What are you talking about? You're for the Bills. What do you care about that stupid record?
Then, of course.
Yeah, what do you care about that stupid record?
Go Bills. Yeah.
But the Lions have never won.
Yeah. Lions never won. Browns have never won the Super Bowl.
Jags have never won the Super Bowl.
Falcons have never won the Super Bowl.
Cardinals haven't won the Super Bowl.
But I think there's like 7 or 8 teams.
Yeah. We can keep going through that, but there's a few more, right?
Vikings.
Yeah. Titans.
Yeah, Vikings, Titans, Browns, Jags,
Texans,
and we just the one we just mentioned before that
Tampa Bay. Oh no, they did.
Tampa Bay won.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Titans, Chargers, the Eagles. Are
oh, Chargers,
now.
Right? That's what I forgot.
Vikings, Jags, Texans, Lions, Browns, Bengals, Panthers, Bills, Falcons, Cardinals.
That's
have
right.
Never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
Have there any that have never been to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's Browns. The list I think that I was thinking of because, you know,
Browns,
the
Texans,
Vikings and Bills.
Browns, Lions. Texans, Chargers were in the Super Bowl. Browns and Texans.
I don't think the Lions have been
no,
in the Super
no.
Bowl.
Browns, Texans, and Lions, yeah. Whatever. I'd rather be in the playoffs, believe me. I'm not discounting. I'm pissed off. I get it. My team's not in there. But the only saving grace is the stress is gone. And you know when you watch your own team in the playoffs, if you care, and all of us actually really like the game of NFL football, it's stressful. It's tough to watch your team in the playoffs.
Jags is the one you forgot.
If you give a crap, Jags, that's right.
Yep.
They never in there either.
Browns, Lions, Texans, Jags. Right. Never been to a Super Bowl.
I don't think they're going to go.
No.
No, I think that'll hold for another year.
When is that Packer game?
They're the 3:30 Saturday. They're the first
Saturday.
Game.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
First game. Yeah. Bills at night, and then Chiefs 2 on Sunday afternoon, and then the
Bucks,
Saints Bucks is the 5:30
Central time.
Central time, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Booze it up.
Okay.
Oh, we're off Monday, too, because it's Martin Luther King Day.
Oh.
So with a weighted day to hammer each other if one of you guys lose.
I'd forgotten about
that. Yeah. This place likes its federal holidays.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I do, too.
So they say stay home.
All right. If I must.
You must.
It'll be a best of, by the way, that day.
Well, I mean, you can show up, but there's no show.
Anybody tell Nick that yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Word travels slower to the office here.
Well, it's because you're all vaccinated up there. We're trying to protect you now.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to repeat a years ago when I was sitting here working on a day when there was a best of, and I hear a former member of the show from behind me just go, "God damn it." As he walked into the building.
That would suck.
Actually, I wanted that. I wanted Nick to come in. We should have told him anything.
Yeah, but nobody would have been here to hear it.
I think there was already an email.
Oh, there was? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the boss was doing his job.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's his job.
Yeah, but you never know when those things apply to us.
No, you're right. I don't read them anyway.
Go ahead.
I took that day off from the pharmacy, too. I'm going to get baked.
Oh, yeah.
Was on this date in 2016, the biggest Powerball jackpot in U.S. history, topped $1.5 billion. 3 winning tickets sold.
Man. I forgot
about
that.
Right now, it's just that, let's see, Powerball, they are looking at, let's see, the Mega Millions tonight is $615. And Powerball, $550 million.
Was the $1.5 billion? You say that was the biggest in history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they follow up on these people? Has anybody ruined their lives?
I think, I'm sure.
As a result,
I think a couple of those people stayed quiet though, didn't they? They were allowed to because the state didn't make them. I forgot.
I actually hit on last week's Powerball ticket.
How much?
I went and bought two. Got me $7.
All right, cool.
I hit three of the regular numbers on one ticket.
Wow.
What did you buy?
I haven't taken it back
yet. That's lame. Three numbers is only $7.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
If I'd have hit,
that should be $100.
If I'd hit three plus the Powerball, it would have been $100.
No, it's three by itself should be $100. You know,
says our math whiz. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying you could add more money into it. Just take more money off the top somewhere else. You know?
Hit a three spot in Keno, you get more than $7.
Hell
don't
yeah.
you?
Of course you do.
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah. I actually looked it up and I was like, oh, I have three numbers, and then I went, wait, I bet that actually means something.
Right.
That means you can buy $7 worth of cocaine.
Oh, you guys don't know what that means. That means you can't buy cocaine. No. You novices.
Right.
$7.
You can go in on a rock or something, but that's about it.
Yeah. You're one of 15 guys.
I was going to put it back into more Powerball tickets for this drawing.
Yeah.
Some of the other players that had Tommy Lasorda in the Deadpool include, it looks like we've got a new cider.
Which one's that?
This is a Perv Deepen. If you remember Dr. Mina telling us about someone's name.
Oh, yeah.
A perv.
A perv is an Indian name,
So this is a perv.
Deepen's a middle name.
Deepen.
Yeah.
Is a perv coming over? I'm already here. No, he's a different guy.
I forgot about a perv.
Capital A.
That guy's a tough life.
Austin, the Jeopardy loser, gets a hit.
Hey, there you go. That's our buddy Austin.
There he is.
Is that actually him or somebody picking on him?
That is actually him.
Okay.
Just like Nick's mom is actually her.
And somebody's picking on her.
All right, Matthew on the email has given us a little information about the original Jake. Apparently, the original Jake from State Farm was actually a State Farm agent.
Was he really?
And his name is Jake.
When he just goes, I'm Jake, this is Jake?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Yeah.
Khaki shirt?
Right. New Jake is an actor named Kevin Mims, apparently Jake Stone.
New Jake is not funny. New Jake is not funny. Those commercials aren't even funny anymore. I mean, the original Jake commercials were funny.
What
are you wearing?
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not a good enough actor.
That was the one commercial.
Right.
Yeah. Not a good enough actor to say more than khakis.
Yeah.
Well, I think they put him in one other one. The first one with the new guy.
Right.
Because if you remember, the new guy goes to he speaks to the guy in the next cubicle and says, "Do they ask you what you're wearing?"
Right. They're cubicle neighbors in one spot before they phased him out.
That's what I think.
You're right.
And a fridge too far gets a hit.
That's clever. That's a great name.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Not a fun story here. Well, for this guy at least, according to a case report in the Journal of the Academy of Consultation Liaison Psychiatry.
God, who took that home?
Yeah, I've got that.
Oh, jeez. A 30-year-old man's family took him to a Nebraska emergency room after they noticed he seemed confused during recent episodes related to his bipolar disorder. He had researched how he could decrease his opioid use at home. That's when he read about the potential for psilocybin, or, you know, the drug found in the psychedelic mushrooms or magic mushrooms. He read about the potential for treating symptoms of depression and anxiety with mushrooms.
Did he get that from us?
He read it.
Yeah, but this scares me. If he's a Nebraska guy, you know, Todd always wants to take mushrooms for his brain. Yeah.
No, I want to take him to trip balls.
Right. All he's got to do is go next door to Colorado.
Well, let's find out what happened to him.
Decriminalized in Denver. It's very popular in Denver, so I doubt he got the idea from us.
No, but the psych evaluation, you have to do this with professionals guide you through your trip, right, Craig? We've always done this.
Well, on that deal, yes.
Oh, yeah, you need supervision.
This guy looks into, he reads about it at home, and he figures that, well, he needs some psilocybin to help him out with his disorder. So the man made some mushroom tea.
All right.
And then injected it into his bloodstream.
Oh. That's where he may have gone wrong.
A couple of days later, he started to become overly tired, vomited blood, developed jaundice, diarrhea, nausea. His family took him to the hospital. He couldn't give coherent answers to doctors. And after tests, they found that he had a liver injury. His kidneys weren't functioning properly. He'd started to go into organ failure. A blood sample revealed that the mushrooms, which thrive in dark places, had begun to grow in the man's bloodstream.
Wow.
Causing health issues. He had to be put on a ventilator to breathe and had his blood filtered for toxins. They kept him in the hospital for 22 days.
So he basically shot up something in his arm that shouldn't have been anywhere near your veins.
That is my karaoke signature song. I've got shrooms in dark places.
Is he okay? Is he
I
okay?
Guess.
He's obviously, you said Nebraska. Is it anywhere in our listening
area? They
gave
him a couple antibiotics, an antifungal treatment.
God.
Continued to, they was prescribed to continue taking for the long term after he left the hospital, but that's the information I have.
Yeah, he just ate a bunch of that stuff you put on your, for toe fungus.
Yeah, eating it's fine, or drinking it, but don't shoot in your veins, you know?
No, you eat the,
I've never heard of anything.
Then you eat the
that.
Toe fungus stuff immediately afterwards, after you shoot it in your veins.
You're not open.
I've never heard of anyone shooting mushrooms in their veins.
No. Nor I.
This guy's pretty inventive.
He figured he'd...
And dumb.
And dumb.
Well, it took a couple days.
Well, he probably figured, you know, every other drug gets acts a little faster if you inject it.
Once again, I hope he's not a listener. We joke around about a lot of that stuff. Can we shoot it? Dr. Mina yells at us. We don't listen.
But snort your shrooms. Just do it right.
Yep, yep.
Can I have it in my nose? Can I have it in my throat?
Yep. Sweetie.
You don't snort shrooms. Do you?
Not yet.
Don't inject them either.
No, you don't inject them either.
Oh, he had the tea. The tea was the right idea.
Well, you can drink it.
With the tea before, but then you just drink it.
Right.
He was off to a great start.
Yeah.
The other option is eating it.
Then he put it in a syringe.
Any other options. Can you smoke it? Can you crush the mushrooms up in a bong and smoke them?
I've seen people do it, but I've not learned of any effect that happens from that.
I don't know if it's more or less effective.
Yeah, it's not as effective.
People think it's a thing.
Nick said she said it out loud. He knew.
You can, but I don't think it's, you know, it's not advised.
Right.
Bit of a waste.
Guy posted a video of himself standing on a table at a party recently. Wearing a University of Kansas shirt.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Drinking a 1.75 liter bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
In 18 seconds.
Oh!
Whoa.
Oh!
Lay him on his stomach so he doesn't drown in his own vomit.
So this guy gets stupider.
This is basically...
Now, that's stupid.
Yeah,
This guy gets stupider, and here's how. He'd be worried if young people tried to copy him, he says.
How old a guy is he?
You know, 19.
Oh, Jesus. That's a young person.
He said he'd be worried if young people tried to copy him because they could die. He says it's definitely dangerous. He says that he's been drinking like crazy this last year and casually been building it up, and he's now made it to 1.75 liters, and now he's got it. He said it wasn't really a target. He said at first he didn't know that he could drink that much, but once he realized that he could just keep adding more and more, then it was like, how much could I reach? Then once he made it, it was a big deal. He says he's got a science background, and he is concerned about what chugging does to his health, but regardless, he's been doing it since Halloween this year. He said he would casually go through 750 milliliters in a night, but the first time he did a whole bottle in one slam was Halloween night.
I don't care how old he is. He's an alcoholic.
Jesus.
He's an alcoholic, you know.
Plus, he must have a really wide throat.
He said if somebody were to die from it, he would feel terrible, but he can't control what everybody does.
Hey, Ken, don't post this.
Wait, was he chugging a handle?
Yeah, a handle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The 1.75.
God, and you were doing a handle in 4 days.
Jeez.
Lightweight.
This guy's 18 seconds.
He had University of Kansas on his Twitter biography, but it was removed. So So we'll see.
University came a knocking.
Maybe,
going,
yeah.
No, you don't represent us.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a...
Take that off.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
That's not something incoming freshmen should see.
Yeah, and I got a daughter going up there, right. Going down there, I should say.
Well, she's smart.
Yeah, well, the whiskey's gone.
She's not me. Let's go with that.
She may not wander that way.
She's not me. I might find a guy. I really want to find that dude. So next fall when I'm down hanging out on campus, I want to find that dude. You guys know the guy that drank the... If he's a student, they know who he is.
I get older.
Oh, they know. Well, yeah, we've got his name.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a campus legend.
Yes, he is. All right. All right, I'll find a guy. Dr. Mina joined us. Dr. Sanjay Gupta tomorrow. Mina Savari also tomorrow.
Twice, you guys.
Yes. It's the Mina thing that's helping me. You got a couple Minas there. Wear a mask. And download the podcast, too. TNTRadioEmpire.com. See you tomorrow. Thanks. Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.